The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios and streaming on Facebook Live. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. My goodness, did I have a case of deja vu last night as I was following some of the elections down in Los Angeles. The guy who stole the governor's election up here in Washington State is now involved in another election conspiracy controversy now down in Los Angeles.
Now, who is this person?
Some Dean Logan. He was the dude who was in charge of King County elections in 2004 when, in the minds of many people, myself included, because I spent a lot of time on the air talking about this, Dean Logan and Ron Sims and Christine Gregoire came up with the greatest political conspiracy of criminality to steal the governor's race here in Washington State. And wait till you hear what this Dean Logan did down in Los Angeles yesterday.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. I'm very excited, too. Before I get to that story, apparently the phones have been on fire here at the radio station both yesterday and today.
Uh-huh.
From a big fan of the show.
No, a big fan of yours.
Right, who is demanding that both Ursula and Nicole be fired.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm surprised my key card worked today.
I am, too.
With that demand.
After listening to this, so we're going to share these voicemails with people at 12:30 this afternoon. I'm very excited
Can't
for
wait,
that.
Because I had so much fun listening to it the first time.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just very excited. But Nicole called the lady and got her permission to play it on the air. So
I did.
Yeah.
I said, "This is Nicole calling from the Dory Monson Show." And she goes, "What? You're the producer?" "Yeah, you sound like a producer." I don't know what that means, but I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for.
And I don't know what the deal is. I have nothing to do with any of this. But let me just say, you're going to want to make sure you're listening at 12:32 this afternoon. You are not going to want to miss this, okay? All right. With that as mere prelude, let's get to our top story.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
And to begin this afternoon, I'm going to take you back to a simpler time. I mean, take you back to 2004, when the music of Maroon 5 was dominating the country. Ah, yes. Maroon 5, soft grooves, just had everybody feeling great back in 2004. But things weren't really that great here in Washington State. And that's because we had absolute criminals in charge of the Democrat Party. And I've told you about Ron Sims. I've told you about what a liar Ron Sims was in the studio with me, to me and my listeners, as he lied about Sound Transit when he was the chairman of that board. And I find it laughable these days. I recently saw it was a newspaper column that said, boy, in these tough, political, divisive times, it's such a shame we don't have people with integrity like former pastor Ron Sims still in politics around here. And I'm going, what in the world do you not know about Ron Sims? Ron Sims lied to me and my listeners to get Sound Transit 2 pushed through. But Ron Sims was also actively involved in what I am convinced, and I'm not going to relitigate the whole thing because I did this for weeks and weeks and weeks on the air back in 2004. And in fact, when people ask me why I'm so cynical, especially about local government, it was that gubernatorial election of 2004 that's at the top of the list. Because what I saw was a Democrat Party that is as corrupt as any political machine ever. And in case you're a newcomer, or maybe your memory has just faded of what went down 14 years ago, That was when Attorney General Christine Gregoire was running for governor against the Republican candidate, Dino Rossi. And when they counted all of the votes, Dino Rossi was the winner. He won by 261 votes, an incredibly thin margin. And that triggers an automatic recount. And then when they did the recount, oh, they found some Gregoire votes. But Dino Rossi won again. 2.8 million votes were cast. Dino Rossi won by 42 votes in the second count. And that is when the Democrat machine of Ron Sims, Christine Gregoire, and the head of King County Elections at the time, a guy named Dean Logan, that's when they all got involved. And it was rather remarkable, some of the things in subsequent lawsuits that were revealed, such as the fact that, that when the Republicans looked into this third vote, which miraculously Christine Gregoire, they found a few hundred more votes to steal away the governor's race from Dino Rossi for Christine Gregoire. And in that third vote, there were, according to the Seattle Times, Republicans found 300 illegal votes, 400 more where the voter could not be verified. They found 240 felons who voted illegally. 44 votes were cast under the name of dead people. And there were 10 people who voted twice here in Washington State. And when they got all of those votes counted the third time around, all of a sudden Christine Gregoire was the governor of Washington. And then and now, I think it was a Democratic Party criminal conspiracy. And the guy who was spearheading all of this in King County was a guy named Dean Logan, who was finding ballots, all uncounted ballots were all over King County election headquarters. This Dean Logan guy, he was just absolutely amazing at finding ballots between the first and second counts. And then again between the second and the third counts. But lo and behold, oh, here's a box of ballots here. Let's make sure we, oh, a lot of them are for Gregoire. What do you know? So why am I bringing all of this up on June 6th, 2018? Because Dean Logan had to resign in disgrace from King County Elections. And where did he go? He went to Los Angeles County. Did you see what happened last night in the California gubernatorial primary? In that primary, 118,000 people were accidentally left off the Los Angeles County polling place rosters. And so we're talking 120,000 people who went to vote. Many of them just left frustrated from the polls. Some of them were told, oh, it's okay. We will we'll get you an absentee ballot and we'll count them by this Friday. But now they've revealed the total voting down in California. And sure enough, the chosen Democratic candidate was the winner of the primary. But in California, it's not the top Democrat and the top Republican. It's the top two vote getters. And the guy everybody thought was going to be the number two vote getter was another Democrat. Los Angeles former mayor Villaraigosa, a Hispanic guy. Well, the 120,000 voters who were left off the voters' roll down in California. In Los Angeles County, many of those voters were Hispanic. And it could easily be seen that they would have voted for the Democrat Villaraigosa. Now, here's the problem. The guy that everybody in the Democratic machine in California wants to see as governor is Democrat Gavin Newsom. And if Gavin Newsom is challenged in the general election in November by another Democrat, Villaraigosa, well, he could lose. It could be that Hispanics in California, who make up a huge percentage of the population, that they could galvanize behind Villaraigosa and that Gavin Newsom could actually lose in November. But lo and behold, a Republican got second place down in California, who really has no chance in a general election. His name is John Cox. He has no chance in a general election against Gavin Newsom. So essentially, when the Hispanic Democrat was eliminated from the competition, now I will tell you, it turns out that John Cox got so many votes and Trump was pushing for him in the state that the 120,000, even if all of them had gone for Villaraigosa, he wouldn't have finished in second place. But isn't it odd that going into the election, everybody thought that Villaraigosa was going to be second place and two Democrats were going to compete for governor, and all of a sudden the Democrat machine guy, Gavin Newsom, might have a serious challenge and could be knocked off in November. Dean Logan, the guy who engineered the criminal ripoff of the Washington state governor's race in 2004, lost 120,000 names off of the voter roll last night. And why? Oh, it was just a printing error.
118,000 voter names were left off the rolls in Los Angeles County. All of this because of a printing error. The I-Team's Lolita Lopez is live for us in Norwalk tonight, where the issue could impact the final numbers. Lolita.
Yeah, especially if some of these races are very close. And, you know, we were talking to the registrar's office today, and they said that as of now, that's 118,522 voters. But that number could actually change as they look into some more information.
Isn't it interesting that the guy who engineered the ripoff of the Washington governor's race with Ron Sims and Christine Gregoire back in 2004, Dean Logan, isn't it interesting that after having to resign in disgrace after the horrible mishandling of things here in Washington, that he gets another job down in California? By the way, a couple years ago, there were just extra ballots floating around Southern California at one address with 83 different names on them.
In California, a man finds dozens, 83 ballots in someone's home. So apparently 83 people live in one home.
Yeah, well, Jerry Mosner, he was out gardening his house. He has an elderly neighbor, lives in a small little home. Noticed that she had a lot of mail that day, so went to pick it up, found 83 ballots.
Unreal.
She's just an old woman living in this house. So they went to actually the LAPD to report this, and the LAPD kind of shrugged their shoulders. They said, I'll go to the post office. The post office was like, we don't know what happened. Eventually, another neighbor went to the registrar's office, and they're now investigating this.
Really? How did 83 ballots with 83 different names get sent to one house 2 years ago down in Los Angeles? Who was in charge then? Dean Logan. So Dean Logan engineers the ripoff of the Washington state governor's race. Dean Logan 2 years ago is part of this 83 ballots with 83 different names are sent to one address down in Los Angeles. And last night, 120,000 predominantly Hispanic Democrats were just left off the voter rolls because of a printing error. And now the guy that everybody predicted was going to finish second and be a challenger to the Democrat machine candidate, Gavin Newsom, finishes a distant third. And so Gavin Newsom will have pretty much a walkover against a Republican, because a Republican has no chance in a statewide race down in California. You wonder why I'm cynical about politics? And you wonder in particular how I got cynical about what's going on here in the Puget Sound area? It goes back to 2004, when a Republican twice won the count statewide for governor of Washington, and Dean Logan, the head of King County Elections, I remember one of the things. He found a bunch of ballots in a counting machine that hadn't gotten counted. Hey, let's count these. And then, as I said, felons, people who voted twice, dead people, people who couldn't be verified. And now the same thing, the exact same thing, is happening down in Los Angeles. Quite a coinkydink, don't you think? Next up in the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
The homelessness crisis continues to be just a nightmare in this region. At the Alpha Phi Sorority House on University of Washington's Greek Row, one of the sorority sisters called police when she saw a man masturbating outside of the sorority house. The suspect, 40-year-old Isaac Yerinon. He was booked for felony voyeurism. Where does he live? Oh, on the streets. He was staring at the victim, making sexual motions with his tongue. He then pulled down his pants and started to pleasure himself while continuing to stare at her. She screamed, alerted her housemates. And according to police documents, they were able to find him riding a bike in an evasive manner. He is a homeless guy. And if you look at his Facebook page, and no, I'm not sure how a homeless guy has a Facebook page, but you will see photos of a skeleton with a gun in its mouth. You'll also see a photo of a little tiny baby. And the words "godlike" in another image. "I don't like people" is in another image on there. Here's another saying on his Facebook page. "I am a silent person, but my mind is the most noisy dimension." Or at least there's somebody with the same name as the guy who got arrested at the University of Washington. Once again, great job to Mike O'Brien, Kshama Sawant, and all the rest on the city council and in the mayor's office for making this such a welcoming, inclusive city. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, I got these voicemails. I have not had a chance to listen to them yet, but apparently Ursula and Nicole have to be fired, according to one of the listeners to this show. So I'm going to go through this, and we'll all figure it out together. Coming up next on the Dory Monson Show. You know, so many of the things that we talk about on this show can be divisive, and people just are split. But finally, I think we have a topic that everybody is going to unite behind.
Great. I'm actually so excited about this. I had so much fun.
Okay, let's give
this
the joke.
My expense.
And the, well, no, it's not just you.
Oh, that's right, because yes,
Nicole also. So, yes, and the topic that we're all uniting behind is that Ursula and Nicole must be fired, apparently. So let's give the genesis of this. Somehow we were talking a couple of days ago.
It
was just yesterday. Okay, Oprah's buying this mansion up in the San Juans. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, is Oprah going to run for president? And is Howard Schultz going to run? And somehow the Oprah versus Trump. And I said Trump would kill her. And you seem to disagree.
Well, no, I don't even think it was that. I think that just the mere suggestion that I said Oprah should, you know, maybe running for president in 2020. Yeah. And we were talking about whether she'd be crazy to do so and why would she do so.
Right. And I think she'd be nuts.
And that's what you said. And I said, you know what? I think there are other reasons to do it instead of being corrupt. And yeah. But anyway, I think the mere suggestion that Oprah would potentially run got someone really upset.
And she seemed to have misheard me because I said, I don't think she will run. And I bet you that she wouldn't run.
And I said, why not?
She seems to think I support Oprah.
So this is listener Diane, and she called first your voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we should say that, Nicole, you did call and talk to her. And got her permission to play her voicemails on the
air.
Yes,
she said, I don't think I regret anything I said.
No, nor should she.
Thanks. I need to say something, you know, happened behind the scenes, because you were with Wyman was here, too. And mm-hmm. I happened to go out, and I happened to listen to that voicemail, and I usually don't, but I did this one time for whatever reason,
right?
Because usually it's a pitch for something I don't want to hear. But then I get this, and within the first 2 minutes, I'm like, I can't believe this. This woman really hates me. And I came running in, going, you got to hear this.
And so Ursula played me just a few seconds on her phone, but I truly have not listened to these because I didn't want to listen to them off the air. I wanted to hear them at the same time as our listeners. So here is listener Diane.
Ursula, Diane, I called you before, 425.
Good.
79.
Oh, you scared me.
I just heard you say to Dory, you know, not everybody thinks the way you do. Hey, you know, this guy is your boss.
Amen to that.
Okay, I forgot. She's upset that I said not everyone agrees with you. How dare I say something like that?
And for the record, I'm not Ursula's boss.
No.
Hey, you know, this guy is your boss. This is the guy who made this program that you came on, okay?
I'm just a hanger-oner.
You didn't make it. He did, and the success of it. How damn stupid. I take back my apology to you that I made a while ago about Oprah running. Donald Trump wiped out 17 expert politicians.
That's a good point.
Who brought up all these things he had never debated before.
Yep.
But because he's been in it and in it.
To win it.
He knew. He knew to just come on there and speak the truth. Do you think she could get her large butt to that stage and be able to counter him on every single thing after 4 years that this guy will be doing and knowing? How absurd and stupid can you be?
Wow. Mm. So that's just a little
to answer her question. Why, yes. Yes, I do think so.
Okay, so then she got specific as to why Oprah will lose.
Now, you're not probably going to own this, but you need to. And all of you who say she should run and she should win, he would wipe her out. It wouldn't even be a second, and embarrass her. And she knows it, and he knows it. That's why he keeps up saying, I know Oprah. She's not going to do it. She would be so afraid. You forget about those debates.
Have you forgotten about those debates?
No. But the other point I want to make is I never said that Oprah would win. I just suggested that maybe she would run.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree she won't. Because I agree with everything Diane says, let's face it.
Thanks.
And how right there was where Donald Trump won. You probably didn't vote for him. And that's why you don't do your homework. You don't go back and do your homework and see the results. You just forge on.
Forge on.
Wow.
Okay. So, and
she gets into areas where I couldn't, this call went on for many minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to all of it.
So, at one point, then she gets into it with you, Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear that.
Get real, Ursula, and I will go on until I'm cut off about this because I am so peeved at you and that idiot producer.
Ouch.
You know, over.
Wait, what?
What did you do?
I don't know.
Allowed me to speak.
know your boss allowed you to speak.
It's because I am so peeved at you and that idiot producer, you know, overnight successes who don't go.
Wait, what?
You're an overnight success?
Apparently.
How many years did you work here before you got on this show?
Well, here I worked 3.5, but I worked in radio before this, too.
Yeah.
And what's happened since you've started working here, Nicole?
I had to work my way up.
Oh, no, but the ratings?
Oh, yes. I won't take full credit for those. But.
Who don't go, you know, for 15 years and get the material and get the knowledge and the expertise that come in as so-called producers, and they think because they have a title, they know everything.
And what a title, by the way.
Right?
Man, that opens doors for Nicole.
She's just sitting on a pile of cash.
Oh, that title of producer.
And quit saying these things to Dory. Just because Dory and everything, you say something, doesn't mean it's okay. He's the one running that show, and he's the one we're tuning in and listening to his opinion. Yes. And I don't hear you going after any city council or anybody or anything. I don't hear that. You're a pacifist is what you are.
Yeah, and you know what I am?
Pacifist, Ursula.
I'm the guy who goes after those people, aren't I, Diane? You know what? I've only scratched the surface.
You are just loving this.
I think you should.
He's looking at the time, wondering how much more he can play.
Well, I haven't even gotten to the voicemail she left for the program director here.
Oh, yeah. My actual real boss did come to me and said, I got a long phone call about you.
I don't want to laugh at this because Diane is so squarely on my side that I don't want to in any way denigrate her. Although
no,
I will
my
say,
feelings are hurt.
I will say that I disagree about Ursula and Nicole being fired. I agree about all the nice things you said about me, but I disagree with all the things about Nicole and Ursula for crying out loud. Okay.
Before we break, do you want to play this quotes Obama? This is how she closes this one. We'll come back with the Ryan.
Oh, this is the close to the Ursula voicemail.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's hear that.
They're going to have to debate, and they're going to have to know what they've done and say what they've done to help to know on every
single thing.
Yeah, that's the wrong
one. Which one do you want me to play?
Here, I'll play it.
Okay.
There are more stars in the sky than grains of sand or I just finished continue writing or coffee butts in a cup of coffee.
He's trying to quote
Obama.
Cool.
Yeah. That's where he said it's at. Figure that out, Ursula. You're such a big, big fan of Obama and Hillary.
Wait, what?
More stars in the sky than grains of sand. I would ask the jackass in the first place, how do you know? Disgusting.
It's a fair question.
That was the end.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only thing that's not fair about that one is I have never professed my support for President Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Of course not.
I don't.
I know.
Anytime I get dragged into politics, it's because of you.
I'm just the messenger here. This isn't my message. I'm just the medium. I'm the conduit for all of this. Okay, let's take a quick time out, and then we'll hear what Diane had to say to our program director about all of this. I haven't heard any of this call yet.
Me neither.
Gosh, I'm loving this. Okay, much more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Okay, truly have not even had a chance to hear the second phone call, but I want to carefully consider it from listener Diane, who's I've earned her trust. So you just heard the voicemail she left for Ursula. She also called our program director right after that, and here was that message. And again, Nicole called her and talked to her and got her permission to play this.
Sound like a new one. Diane,
that's how she started.
He is a new program director. She's only been here a couple months.
Sound like a new one. Diane, 425.
1-800-799-7979. I'm calling about the Dory Munson show, which I tune in every single day. I am absolutely...
By the way, can I just pause for a second to tell you, Diane, I do appreciate you listening every day.
She's
really do.
Definitely what we call a P1.
Exactly.
She's
love everybody
very
who
loyal
listens to the show.
And
I'm really sick of this Ursula scolding Dory or making her remarks to him on the air. Today she said to him, not everybody thinks the way you do, Dory. This is her boss. This is the guy who's had this program, built it to what it is, and has the listenership that he has.
Amen.
She came on board. She didn't start this product. She didn't invent anything. She didn't...
Although, in all fairness, Ursula's worked here longer than I have.
About 9 years longer. It's all
people.
Good.
She
didn't create anything. I'm sick of her doing this. Up to here. With her.
By the way, I imagine she's holding her hand like eyebrow level right there.
No, I think it's above that. It's as high as it can go.
Her low, cutting low like this. This was over today. Her stupid statement that she thought Oprah would win if Oprah ran. How god darn dumb can you be?
Yeah. And then apparently in this next
and just again for the,
right,
record,
for the record,
I never said that Oprah would win. I said maybe she would run.
And then Diane was speaking for everybody in our show's audience here.
She doesn't know what in the hell she's talking about. And I'm tired of her. When she does this, she gets and cuts these remarks to Dory. He's our boss. We're out here. We're his fans. We know what he's trying to do. We don't need someone like her who didn't vote for Trump making these remarks. That's her boss. Shut your mouth,
wow.
Ursula.
Wow.
I'm hearing you.
Had it.
If she listens every day, she must know I didn't vote for Trump either. Let's see. Oh, Nicole. Nicole comes back in the crossfire here.
But I heard her and heard her do this, and I called her on it, and I'm tired of it. And same with the producer. All those producers are overnight successes. No experience. You take them right out of college, no experience, and you make them producers. Give them these titles. And all they are is a title. That's all they are. They don't know what they're talking about either.
Oh, this is all kind of making me uncomfortable.
I know. You know what, though?
I'll
give her credit for she loves you.
Yeah. But I love you and Nicole. And anytime I'm starting to... I'm just starting.
You're just starting after that 29 minutes.
Fastest 15 is next.